The morning blend's not over yet. There's time for a second cup with David and Brenda.
Oh, I'm having a second cup. So if you listen to the first weather of the day, I had commented something about blueberry coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got some Mystic Monk coffee, and it was blueberry flavored.
Not your fave?
No. I think those are not fruit, and coffee are not, I don't think, good flavors to blend.
Okay.
It's not quite suiting me. My daughter loves it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go make a second cup here in just a minute.
Thank you.
That way I'm ready.
I'll have some.
All right. So, David, my goal for the weekend is to have all of the Christmas stuff done.
Okay.
All of the buying is done. The wrapping of gifts will be done. And hopefully I can squeeze in a trip to the grocery store so all of the Christmas meal and everything leading up to that is all ready to go. So that way I can just spend the week enjoying the family and, you know, making a few batches of cookies.
Sounds good.
So in order to get that done, I have to catch up here. And there are some statistics. And looking at them, I'm behind on a few of these things.
Okay.
So I thought today, since David, you're going to get a jump start on your Christmas vacation. This will be a last show. Next week, I'll be taking some, you'll be taking some time. Then I have the week following.
Correct.
So we're going to celebrate. And we're going to talk about Christmas right now.
Okay.
So this is a game of over and under. I'm going to read some statistics, and your job is to decide whether that is the true number is either higher or lower than the one I gave you.
Gotcha.
Okay. So here we go. First one, speaking of spending.
Yeah.
Parents spend some money on their kids when it comes to Christmas gifts this year. Is that average cost per child more or less than $300?
Per child?
Per child.
Wow. I'm going to say less.
It would be correct. Oh, I got to get my
little dinger there.
My little dinger here. How's that?
There you go.
Yeah, you're correct.
All
right. it's not less by much. It's actually the average $276 per child.
All right.
Okay, so I don't know that I'm going to spend that much.
I'm thinking like if you're buying high-end stuff like electronics, that's going to boost the price up.
For sure.
Yeah.
It just the games, the units themselves are very expensive. And then the games, way more expensive than your Pong game was way back in the
day. I'm sure it was.
And in fact, of those gifts, about 1 in 10, going to take them all back to the store.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, they'll return them. Exchanges are another thing. They get the right fit.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
That's not the same thing, but just take them back completely.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. That's a lot of shopping. Mm-hmm. Now, Americans may go into debt in order to spend that money. So the percentage of Americans that are willing to take on the debt in order to do Christmas shopping, more or less than 49%.
I'm going to say more.
More than. Oh, let's see here.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, incorrect. It's actually only 41%.
All right.
I think that we are starting to get, hopefully, I think we're getting a little better at that. We don't want that
debt on the credit card for sure.
Yeah. And definitely, you know, you want to take on debt. You want to make sure you're getting meaningful gifts because, David, you know that about $15.2 billion is the estimated total of unwanted gifts.
Yes.
We are getting stuff that people don't want, and we are spending way too much money doing that.
I played with that toy one time.
One time.
And that was it.
And the kids, I spent all this money, and the kids spent the afternoon playing with the box it came in.
That's it.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Did you get a Christmas tree up in your house?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Americans love Christmas trees.
Absolutely.
We'd love to go out and buy them, right?
Yep.
The amount of money that America will spend on Christmas trees isn't more or less than $6.1 million.
I'm going to say more.
More. That is correct. You know what the actual amount is?
How much?
It's not $6.1 million. Add some zeros. It's $6.1 billion.
No kidding.
That's how much we're going to spend this year on Christmas trees.
That is amazing.
Yeah, that's crazy. All right, let's see here. Oh, we got lots of time here.
Okay.
Okay, so now we talked about, let's see here, $276 per child is the average that parents spend on children. But overall, the amount of money that Americans want to spend on average for all of their Christmas gifts, more or less than $760. More or less, total.
Total.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say more.
That is... Yeah, that's right. Correct. Yeah. On average, they're going to spend about $886 total.
That's for the whole family.
The whole, shooting matches, they would say. Gifts that you send to family, friends, and then in your own household.
Yeah, I could see that.
Okay. All right. So this is where I have got to do a little bit of catching up here. Women spend, on average, shopping for Christmas presents more or less than 60 hours. Women shop for Christmas gifts more or less than 60 hours.
I'm going to say less. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of hours.
That is a lot of hours.
Actually, I could probably definitely do 60 hours. But in reality, about 20 hours are spent.
Yeah.
You know, and that, but you, and that's a lot though. You think about over, you know, a bunch of weekends, you know, if you spend, you know, 3-4 hours, you know, over a few weekends, yeah, that's going to add it up.
So here's my deal with this is me personally. I'm not a big shopper and I don't like to, you know, window shop and mingle around. I want to know what I'm going to get, write it on my list, go get it. And get out.
That's what you want to do.
that's me.
I have a feeling this coming weekend, a lot of people are going to be out and about trying to get the last of it done. But if you want to find that gift that you think, yes, I think this is a good gift that people want.
Yeah.
They want to receive a gift card.
Oh, right? Sure.
So what percentage of Americans do you think want to receive a gift card so they can spend it on what they want?
Mm-hmm.
Is it more or less than 69%?
I'm going to say less.
You did good. I'm going to have to put those numbers a little closer together, but it's not far off.
Yeah.
56% say that is a good gift.
Sure.
It's a gift card. So remember, but we talked about all of those safety things that you have to make sure your gift card, remember there was, you know, those ploys about, you know, making sure that your gift card's actually not a scam gift card.
Spoiler alert for you. I am getting you a Jelly of the Month Club card.
I'm so excited. Yes. Clark Griswold.
That's right.
Weren't quite as appreciative of it. But anyways, well, David, you did really well
today
on your over and under. And we hope you at home did a pretty good job, just like David.